Talk. I'm your host, Phil Burkett. This is a monthly interview brought to you by the Network National, where we spend 30 minutes with internal and external experts discussing career hot topics. Those topics include our 2021 talent development pillars, including adaptability, mentoring, sponsorship, advocacy, continuous learning, and building relationships for you, your career, and your organization. Today, I am excited and I am honored to have with us London Colclager, Director of Enterprise Billing Operations. Good afternoon. How are you, London?
I'm good, Phil. Glad to be here.
Welcome. Welcome. We're excited to have you. I'm excited about this next 30 minutes that we have. We're going to be powerful and in the moment. It's present and accounted for. So do me a favor. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Now, I'm just going to say, you know, the setting's kind of informal here. As I was, preparing for you, I noticed you have a mantra called changing the score. So as you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, share with us what you mean by change the score.
Well, first, I have to give credit where credit is due. That's not the term that I created, but a previous AVP, Greg Negros, and I love it. And I think the operative word in change the score is change. Change is all around us, and it's up to us to seize it and leverage it to our benefit. And what change the score means to me is exactly what it states. You know, in everything that we do in our personal and professional lives, is trying to do it better and add points, right? To win ultimately. So that's what change the score means to me.
All right. And tell us a little bit about you. Tell us your path and your journey. Just a little bit there.
Sure, just a little bit. Well, I'm a native of Kansas City, Missouri. Started with the company many, many years ago. Been with the organization for 23 years. Spent most of that time in credit and collections. I just love working with people. It's my passion. I enjoy working for our company. I've had a lot of different experience through different jobs that I've had, being able to contribute and learn throughout that process. I love being outdoors. As far as hobbies are concerned, anything's outdoors, you can count me in, whether it's just something as simple as a walk or, participating in viewing. I shouldn't say participate, but viewing sports these days. I don't do much participation for my benefit and others. But, I just really enjoy doing things that challenge myself. So, just average guy, I guess, suburban dad, have two daughters, both in college. So they are the light of my life and I just enjoy watching them grow and develop.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, London, I'm excited about our next few moments together. As you just said, a couple of things that has my interest. Number one, change. And number two, challenge. Because our whole discussion over the next few moments is just about that, talking about focusing on the area of continuous learning. So let's get started, shall we? Let's have some fun. All right, so let's talk about continuous learning. It's interesting when you said change the score and it's all about change, the operative word being change. When you think about continuous learning, one of the positive things about continuous learning is being able to deal with change. So let's talk about continuous learning. How has it served you in? Well, first of all, before I go there, let's talk about it. Why is it in this regard? Why is continuous learning so important?
You know, Phil, I read a couple of years ago, I read a book called Thank You for Being Late by Thomas Friedman. And it spoke to how to thrive in the age of acceleration. And the age of acceleration suggests that the pace of technological advancement will increase exponentially, which obviously will lead to ongoing disruption in our industry. And that really had me looking at change in a much more different perspective than I had in the past. I think it's crucial that we continue to reskill and keep pace with these changes. as we see more technological advancement enter into our world, not only on a personal level, but certainly in a professional level. So we can't afford to rest on our laurels, Phil. We have to stay relevant. And in order to do so, you've got to be willing to learn new things, try new things, take some risk. But none of us can afford to rest on our laurels or our past education, for that matter.
So it's interesting that you say that resting on our laurels. Our audience, you know, if we're not aware of it, the last year or so, we've been sharing, you have to look to do more. You can't settle. You can't get complacent. You can't get content. So you're thinking about continuous learning. Think of the term constant. It's always about constant learning. As a matter of fact, expanding your knowledge so that you can gain more new skills, new expertise. You agree with that, London?
I absolutely do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Change is the one constant we can depend on. The question is, can change depend on us, right?
Oh, that's a great point. So how has this served you? Now, you're saying, yes, we have to focus on continuous learning. We have to look to do better. We always have to look to grow and develop and expand our horizons. Yes, I get that. Talk to me personally. How has continuous learning served you?
You know, I'll tell you a story that about a year and a half or so ago, after reading that book, Thank You for Being Late, that I referenced earlier, I decided I was going to pursue a nano degree, a business analytics nano degree. Now, that might not seem like much, but for me, who have never been, you know, a techie, I enjoy using technology, but my interest or passion as far as technology was concerned was not very high. So I decided to challenge myself and delve into this certification process. And in doing so, not only did I increase my skills and my confidence with use of technology that most of us use every day, such as Excel, having greater exposure to Power BI, which is a business data analytics tool, Tableau. I learned how to write SQL code. So it certainly gave me more confidence, first and foremost, in terms of not being afraid or intimidated by new technology. But here's what happened. I had a colleague of mine who retired suddenly due to some personal matters. And I raised my hand to take on some of the responsibilities that individual had. And Phil, had I not completed that nano degree and honed some skills that served me very, very well in taking on those additional responsibilities, I would have struggled because a lot of it was analytics, working with large data sets. And, you know, who would have thought that, you know, me just wanting to challenge myself and grow, that I would turn around and need to utilize those skills so very quickly. Had no idea that would have unfolded the way it did. But I am so glad that I jumped in head first and pursued that certification.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. When you think about that whole the element of continuous learning and change and developing and growing, because you don't know what's down the road for you, movement, constant movement. I'm reminded, talking about your path, I'm reminded of when I left consumer. And I took on the whole network realm. And it's interesting, London, you won't believe this. When I went in for the interviewing, my career up to that moment had planned me, had actually positioned me for what was next. So the director said, Phil, I moved from the call center where I had spent in upwards of a decade, and I moved to the network realm. And the director was like, Phil, can we be transparent, London? Can I be transparent with you just for a moment?
Please do.
Yeah.
Please.
She goes, Phil, I'm not hiring you for your technical expertise. She was like, but I am. I'm seeing how you can be beneficial in this realm. And the thing about it is that what I had learned in the past, it prepared me for that moment to you, what you just made. but it allowed me to open up to all new things in the network realm. So it's interesting, real quick, it's interesting when I hear people, if I was a person in front of you and you were saying, hey, you got to do better. You got to look to expand. You got to look to grow. And my response to you, London, is, well, I don't like change. And we were talking about change early. I don't like change. I don't like to be told to change. And I fear when I don't have control of that scenario. What would you say to me in regards to continuous learning?
I think what that speaks to is our fear of being uncomfortable, you know, especially when we become very proficient in a skill set. And we've heard senior leaders say this, but I think, you know, challenging yourself, putting yourself in roles or situations that may initially feel uncomfortable, it only makes you stronger. You know, it's like, you know, working out, an athlete, you know, you have to have a little bit of pain when you're lifting those weights before you're able to grow those muscles and become stronger and be able to perform at a higher level. I look at, you know, being uncomfortable the same way when we pursue different skills or different opportunities. And just like anything else, the more you do it, the more comfortable and more confident you become in it. So I would encourage anyone who's second guessing something because they won't be the best at it immediately. I say, don't look at it that way. Look at it as adding more value to yourself in terms of the skills that you obtain by doing something different, by being uncomfortable in a new job or in a new role or a new taking on a new skill. So don't be afraid. Do it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Those are great words. And I think the audience needs to hear that. So you got me out here. He said, Bill, you got to change. Okay, I'm out here now, London. So what steps should I take so that I am continually adding on to that skill set or refining what's already there? I'm already out here in this change environment. So is there a process or a steps that I should take?
Well, I won't profess to know the ideal answer to that, Phil, but I'll share my path. One of the things that's been very beneficial to me is my participation in mentor circles, where I'm able to learn different areas of our business through the networking that's provided in the mentor circle. And in doing so, I'm hearing about different skills. I'm hearing about different technologies that are being used. So number one, awareness through that process. Reading business articles. I view a lot of YouTube interviews with global business leaders, and they talk about industry changes, new technologies. Those are some of the things that kind of piqued my interest. And by all means, taking advantage of our PLE training courses, they're relevant. You know, they absolutely speak to what our organization is looking for or what our company is looking for in terms of skill sets. New skill sets on the horizon that'll continue to help us be vibrant as a competitor in the industry. So those are some of the things that, you know, I've always utilized to heighten my awareness first and foremost. And then in doing so, I can then begin to channel what I'm interested in. You know, what do I want to do? What do I want to take on? So that's the process that's worked for me. So I'd encourage, you know, those pathways, if you will, for those who may be interested in just becoming first and foremost more aware and then channeling in terms of what you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about the points that you've made, I was looking up some of the things that we should consider as, is there a process to this continuous learning? And some of the things that they were noticing out there in research land, shall we say, always be learning, always be looking for something new, seeking more knowledge, you know, so that it can become wisdom, right? Knowledge applied, learn a variety of things. Now, let me ask you, London, if you're talking about learning a wide variety of things, So now you went and learned something new. You got your non-honor degree. You grew and learned how to do SQL and some coding. What's your coding? What's your favorite language? You don't mind me asking.
Well,
I don't know.
Phil, for me, it was learning to use Tableau, which is very similar to Power BI. So that was a big help in being more proficient in that, using that tool.
So that's great. Tableau, yes, I remember that. Okay, great. So always be learning new, learn a wide variety of things, shall we say. Seek new ways of getting old things done, right? Always be up to date. I like the way you stated how you go out on YouTube and you search. I was talking to my nephew, and I said, son, if I was to ask you how to do this, you know, one of our courses we talked about is understanding there are five different generations. And the Gen Zers are Googlarians, shall we call them, Googlings, whatever, I can't remember the name of it, right, something like that. And I said to him, if I presented an issue to you, how to fix this, what would you do? I said, would you search it out? He said, no, I just look it up, huh? You know, so nothing wrong with looking stuff up. nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with searching it out on YouTube. Always be up to date on current and future trends. I like, you know, these are some of the steps that you should look to take. Now, question for you real quick. So what about that person that says, you know what? I'm not looking for something new, but I want to be the best. What would you say to that person? Say, I want to be the best at what I'm doing. Well, what should I do then?
Well, I think the same that we spoke of thus far applies. Whether you are wanting to pursue, you know, new skills or just increase the current skills that you have, there's information out there that will help you, you know, do that. And again, you know, you heard me spoke of the PLE training courses that our company provides, but even external to that. So it's really just a matter of the individual deciding what, you know, what is it or how is it that they want to increase their skill sets and then move forward. I'll tell you one thing that I've done, that has worked for me. You know, my personality is such that I don't like to let other people down. So even when I started the process of pursuing my business analytics nano degree, I remember being on a staff call and I verbalized that, you know, as we were going through the round table, I put it out there because I knew once I said it, then peers of mine would, you know, check in, hey, how's that going? On many of those Sunday and Saturday afternoons when I'd rather be, you know, watching sports as opposed to working on my assignments, you know, it was those individuals that I thought of that kept me, you know, kept me on my path to completion. So I think whatever it is that an individual is thinking about accomplishing, again, something that's worked for me, I told people around me, my friends, my family, people that I work with, because I knew that those folks would be checking in with me to see how it was going. And that was the fuel that kept me, you know, pushing forward through being uncomfortable, through something that was challenging and something that was new. But because of all of the folks in my village, professionally and personally, you know, asking me and checking in with me, that's what kept me motivated. Didn't want to let them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That leads me to that. You're actually tapping into the other question that I had for you. Is this something, this process, these steps that we're talking about, learning something new, learning new in a wide variety of ways, seeking new ways of doing things, always being up to date on new or current or future trends. So is this process something that I should do on my own? I noticed you started actually talking about bringing in the others that would hold you accountable. I think that's what you were saying. I think one of the courses that I used to teach with University talked about if you really, in regards to setting goals and objectives, is actually identifying that one person that will hold you accountable for it, right? Mm-hmm. So talk to me again a little bit. So you're saying that I should be incorporating people. Who should I incorporate? Who's good? Who do you think would be good?
Well,
for
I think, you know, I think it kind of depends, Phil, on, you know, how best you work. Some people do just fine going at it solo. Then others, you know, they might partner with others who have the same interest, and they go at it together, you know, whatever pursuit that they may be interested in. So I really think it depends on the individual as far as that's concerned. But either way, having that accountability network, if you will, I think those individual, for me, what worked for me was both my family members as well as some of my professional colleagues. So I would hear it on both ends. So again, I think having that accountability, which you spoke to, it's very, very helpful and very, and again, very motivating, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so now not only should I get out there, but I should incorporate others in it that can hold me accountable and keep me on the path that gets into mentoring, that gets into leadership, that gets into and family. Oh my goodness, family will definitely hold you accountable. Am I right or wrong? Okay, that's a different discussion. I'm sorry. That's a different discussion. All right, so continuous learning, yes, it's something that we should always be looking to incorporate in our everyday life, in our everyday journey. Is there ever a time, London, that you would say it's too late to learn? And let's talk about that real quick.
Sure. Yeah, Phil, absolutely not. You see these gray hairs under my chin. I'm certainly not the spring chicken I used to be. It's never too late to learn something new. And quite frankly, it can be rewarding. And again, using myself as an example, when I was going through my process of my nano degree certification, you know, I had my children, one was in college and one was a senior in high school at the time. And what the dynamic changed in terms of some of our conversation, it used to be dad asking about their instructors, their professors, their grades. Well, now we're having these conversations there and they're asking dad those same questions. Hey, dad, that project, how'd you do? You know, how'd you do? So that was very rewarding to you know, share that learning experience with my daughters. So it's absolutely never too late. That's the last thing anyone should worry about. In fact, I think the experience that we have gained throughout our years on Earth, yeah. I think the way I approached my education today was certainly much more different than it was, you know, as a youngster, as a mm-hmm. much younger adult. Therefore, I think it was more enriching, quite frankly, because I'm applying and I can see where the things that I'm learning, the skills that I'm learning, how I can immediately mm-hmm. apply them to my personal or my professional life. Whereas, you know, as a much younger adult, a lot of it felt more like theory. You know, this is what, you know, skills you can use potentially or at some point, but things that I'm learning today, Phil, are things that I can immediately apply to my personal and my professional life. So it's been mm-hmm. very rewarding in that regard.
You know what? I want to ask you, talking about that, because there are layers to this. When you think about it as a younger adult that's finding their way through corporate learning, you know, we are told to learn something new. Just don't get isolated and focus tunnel vision. Don't get tunnel vision on one career. Look to learn the whole business, right? But for that person that's on the latter side, on the, you know, advanced in years, shall we? I can't think of a nicer way to say it. Got some grades, you know. you know, their hair and the color looks a little different. Anyway, but
right.
For those of us that are on the other side of our careers, talk to me, you know, talking about is it ever too late to learn? No, learn something new. How does passion play into this? London, what do you think about that? critical is passion?
You know, I think passion, you know, is the fuel that makes you act, is my belief on that. But I think also when you speak in terms of pursuing learning at a much mature point in life, I think, you know, when you look at it in terms of where you are in your stage of life, you know, yeah. your kids are older, they're probably more independent. So, you know, I felt like I could invest more of my time and focus mm-hmm. at this stage in life than, quite frankly, I could have as I was raising younger kids and being involved in their various activities, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think, you know, there is some advantages that we don't often speak of in terms of, you know, pursuing additional skills, learning new things at a mature age.
Mm-hmm. I think you're spot on with that. Changing your perspective on your outlook of how your day might be, changing your mind, your mindset, your attitude. It brings about a shift, and as some people would say, a pivot in how you go about things. I want you to know, London, it's been powerful. I think it's been awesome listening to what you're sharing, your insight, and as personal as you can make it. I think that's even more powerful because that comes from the heart. And as we all know, what comes from the heart reaches the heart, right? So as we wrap up our session, yes, sir, yes, sir. As we wrap up our session today, London, it's been an awesome experience. I think the network audience will appreciate your insights and caveats that you shared. Is there a final word that you would like to offer the audience, whether it's about continuous learning, whether it's about changing the score, please feel free to do that now.
Sure. I'll leave the audience with these few words, and you heard me say it earlier, but we all have to remember change is constant. You can depend on it. The question is, and will always be, can change depend on you? You know, how you react? Will you seize the moments, the opportunities, and will you conquer and leverage change by growing your skills, by growing yourself as an individual, both personally and professionally? Just do it.
Just do it. Love that. Well, I want you to know, London, it's been an honor and a privilege to have you with us today. And to the Network National team out there, you all stay powerful. See you at our next session.